It's full time here at the Gallagher Stadium, and it's Maidstone United 2, Salisbury 1. Salisbury had taken the lead against a run of play in the 29th minute, but Maidstone hit back just before the break with Ridicourt's long range effort, taking a deflection and finding the back of the net from on the 43rd minute. Into the second half, and the Stones were handed a major advantage. On 50 minutes, a Salisbury player was sent off due to a second yellow card for a bad challenge. Maidstone went close on the hour mark, hitting the post as they looked to make the extra man count. There was late drama too. Maidstone thought they had taken the lead on 86 minutes when the ball was headed home, but the referee had already spotted a foul and chalked the goal off. But the Stones would not be denied. Deep into the final minute of added time, Maidstone finally capitalised on the numerical advantage. Salisbury's goalkeeper came racing out of his line to clear, but Ryan Hansen had other ideas, finding the net from distance to put the Stones in front. And things got even worse for Salisbury moments later, as they were reduced to 9 men after James was brought down on the edge of the area. The final whistle blows, and it's a huge 3 points for Maidstone. That makes it 3 wins in 4 for the Stones, who continue their positive start to the season. As for Salisbury, their wait for a positive result against Maidstone goes on. They still can't seem to get anything against the Stones. Maidstone's next game comes away at Hampton and Richmond Borough on Bank Holiday Monday, and you can listen to that one live on stoneslive.com. From the Gallagher Stadium, I'm James Marshall for West Kent Radio.